This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
Well, I know that God has some really cool stuff in store for us today. Welcome. This is David Frank, who I'm filling in for Jonathan McLean, our general manager, who is out in the mountains of North Carolina. One mountain in particular. Enjoying some time away with his family and the Thanksgiving opportunity, which is great. But we have Karen Hubbard is with me today, my fellow staff member.
Yes, I'm here.
And I'm glad to be here. And we have a special guest this morning, and she's not new to WCNO, Sue Chess, who's the executive director of CareNet of the Treasure Coast, is with us. Welcome, Sue.
It's a joy to be here.
Oh, thank you. It's a joy to have you, too. And it's always wonderful we can get together. And specifically, today, we asked you to come for a couple of reasons. One is you have a year-end fundraiser that's coming up, and I want you to talk about that. Also, there's an important Supreme Court case that started the hearing today from both sides, and that's something I want you to talk about. But before that, some of our listeners may not know what CareNet of the Treasure Coast is all about. So could you start with I can't think of the phrase. I was going to come up with a real pithy phrase, you know.
How about the elevator speech?
The elevator speech. Yeah. The elevator. Right. You have to give the speech in an elevator before the next floor. Yeah.
Yeah. You have, they say 60 seconds to get it done.
60 seconds. But I want people to know what CareNet does.
All right, CareNet of the Treasure Coast has been around for over 30 years, and we come alongside families facing unplanned pregnancies. Mm-hmm. We challenge teenagers to make healthy choices concerning their lifestyle, and we provide abortion healing ministries. So those are the three areas in which CareNet serves.
Praise
we
the
serve
Lord.
About 1,500 people a year, and we have three centers, one in Port St. Lucie, out on the east side of town, and one on the west side of town, and then we also have another center down in Stewart. So we have three locations.
That's wonderful. And there's every sign that God is blessing that growth.
He is. He truly is. Just beyond what we could have expected, he is.
Powerful stuff. And I want to also tell people how they can get in touch with you.
All right.
And I want listeners to know there's several categories of you may be someone that would like to talk to them because you yourself are pregnant and you're confused.
Yes, that would be if you texted or called, you could call the number 772-828-3168, or you could check out our website at carenettc.com. If you just want to know about the ministry and who we are and what we do, you could go to carenetfriends.com. You can also make a donation at carenetfriends.com.
I was going to ask that, too. I'm glad you came up with that. But Now, tell me, I want to get to the fundraiser, the year end, which is critical.
It is.
But before that, let's talk about what's going on in the Supreme Court today and why it's so important.
Yes. All right. Let's do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you to get started with
that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'll do that. The case that's before the Supreme Court today is Dobbs versus Jackson, and it basically is it's a challenge to the Mississippi law that says after 15 weeks a woman's pregnancy is considered viable, and that it is then it will become illegal to get an abortion. And so of course that has held up, but it has been appealed and has made its way clear to the Supreme Court. That's what they are discussing today. And in order to discuss that, the case today before Dobbs is literally challenging Roe versus Casey, not just Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade was the first law that legalized abortion, and that was in the privacy clause. But the Casey law was in the area of viability. And so that's where Dobbs versus Jackson is zeroing in on. It is the Casey law. And I was listening on the way down here as both sides were presenting their cases. And we have a possible win in this. Mm-hmm. You know, I really don't have any idea how it's going to turn out. But what it would mean if we overturned Roe versus Casey would be that abortion would not end tomorrow. What would happen is it would go back to the states,
right?
Which, in the opinion of many people, is where it should have stayed to begin with. But the big issue that we've run into, or that they have run into with Casey, is this whole area of viability. Because of science, they are being able to save babies younger and younger and younger. And so that's why, oh my, I am in my 60s, sad to admit, but if I think back to the years when I was in nurses training, the fact that they could save a baby at 15 weeks is incredible, that mm-hmm. could now be the age of viability. So that's what they're looking at in Dobbs versus Jackson today in the Supreme Court.
Amen. That's powerful on a couple levels. One is, you know, we acknowledge God has given to people the ability to develop the technology to be able to save a child of that age from the womb, 15 weeks.
Amazing.
But there's also the moral foundation issue, and that is in terms of abortion.
Yes.
And from the standpoint of the church, and certainly as God's word addresses it, it's a very immoral, evil act.
Yes. When the Supreme Court initially passed Roe versus Wade, I don't remember which justice said this, but the statement was actually made, we need not determine at what moment life begins. Well, that was way back in 73. Folks, we now know when life begins.
Yes.
And so they can determine that now. The big changer in this whole thing has been ultrasound. Because ultrasound came, we can determine so much more than we could before. It is no longer a secret as to the fact that this is a human being.
Amen.
We had we did ultrasounds Tuesday night at one of our centers, and one of the peer counselors wrote in the notes, they did the scan on the baby, and the womb appeared to be empty. And his wording was so interesting. He said, there was no one in the womb. Let that statement sink in. I mean, that is how committed we are to the fact that this is a person.
Yes.
There was no one in the womb. And I have assisted our ultrasonographer when the heartbeat first was picked up, and all of a sudden you are aware the baby's heartbeat begins, you know, just that whew, 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 whew.
Yes,
and all of a sudden
yes.
you're aware that there is another in the room, in the womb, but it's here.
That's powerful. And I remember when my wife was 4 months along with our daughter, our only child. And we went in to the OBGYN's office, and they did the ultrasound. And it was, I mean, awesome.
Incredible.
And that was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
I know that has improved. And that brings me to ask you to talk about the, because I know you have a fundraiser coming up at the end of the year.
Yes.
And one of the things that your board has decided to do is hire a full-time nurse who
yes.
can, and I forget the title, what's the?
Nurse manager, and we would train her for sonography, and so she yeah. would also do ultrasound. Kudos to our amazing board
yes.
to step out in faith in this, because it is a faith step.
Yes,
but
it is.
But we know that it is time for us to always have a nurse on staff, someone available to scan any client that is considering abortion should be able to be scanned within 24 hours because they are not waiting. Our girls are not waiting. They can't stand the wait. They can't stand the suspense.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more quickly they can be scanned, the better. And for them to see that there is someone in the womb.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff. And that being able to fund that position
yes.
and other related materials that go along with it is going to be a critical issue, because you had said that, well, I'll ask you to repeat this this statistic. How many of the women who are able to see their unborn child in the womb because of ultrasound, how many of them choose to go full term with that baby?
In any given year, we've checked the statistics over several years, but in any given year, that figure goes anywhere from 86% to 90% of the girls who allow us to scan them will choose life.
Wow.
And guys, we don't play games. All we're doing is we're showing them the facts.
Yes.
The facts are all they need to make an informed choice. They deserve an informed choice rather than to find out after the fact of what has taken place. I feel like our society gives women a bad deal over and over and over again, because they tell them it's no big deal. And then when they get the abortion, they find out, oh, what have I done?
Mm.
And for the rest of their life, they deal with that. So they deserve the facts before
Amen.
They choose to end the life of that other person in the womb.
And it's important to note, And it's on your website, and you've also mentioned it here, but for those, some people are detractors of anything godly, that's my view, and when it comes to ministries such as yours that seek to give the whole truth of what a woman is facing and what that child is growing in her womb, and people will love to say, without having any knowledge, by the way, oh, they're brainwashing them.
Yes. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
I know that. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that they were arguing in the Supreme Court case as I was on my way here today was, isn't this just a religious issue?
No,
it isn't. It's a science issue. You know, just follow the science. And the science tells you that this is life. It's obviously alive. It's moving.
Mm.
The heart is beating. It's a life. And if it's a life, then it's not the person on the outside, it's the person that's on the inside. It's another human being that
Amen.
Deserves a chance at life.
You know, so I find it amazing that here we are as a nation, and it's not just us doing this, but we're spending billions and billions of dollars to send craft to Mars to look for life. The basics, you know, the basics of life. Maybe they'd do backflips if they found a fossilized bacteria.
Yes.
But,
oh, the irony, right?
The irony of it, that here we have life upon life that is being destroyed because of the worldview, the attitudes people have that it's not, that it's a tumor or it's some kind of thing that can be removed from the woman's body, and it has nothing to do with the propagation of the species.
Yes.
Except when they want to keep the baby.
Yeah. Then it's a life.
Then it's a life. Well, we could probably dig a deep hole of irony there and explore that. I want to ask you now, we have before us, I think the FDA has approved this abortion pill, correct?
They haven't yet.
They haven't yet.
But it's in the makings.
Talk about that.
Well, during COVID, one of the things that became very popular, as everybody knows, is telemedicine. And so women could just talk to their doctor and he would prescribe the abortion pill. Mm. Well, the pro-abortionists are using that as a leverage to make this to make the abortion pill available online without a doctor's approval, meaning that, say, a pimp could buy it for the girls that he's trying to get to abort that's in his group, and no doctor would ever be available, or no doctor would ever be necessary in order for it to be done. And this sets up all kind of potential issues for the girl. If she's further along than she thought, and she takes that pill, she could hemorrhage. If she has an ectopic pregnancy, she could hemorrhage. And understand that the directions for the abortion pill tells the person, expect heavy bleeding. Hmm. Actually, what it says is, in the privacy of your own home, that you can take care of your problem, mm-hmm. and to expect a heavier than normal period. Well, then she begins to hemorrhage, and she doesn't realize that this is actually more than the abortion pill, and ends up in the hospital. Well, the hospital classifies it as a hemorrhage, not as an abortion that has gone badly wrong. Mm. And yes, there have been deaths from this. The abortion pill is not a simple solution. So this is very dangerously coming down the pike. And as it does, as this becomes a possibility for girls to not even be seen by a doctor and have a viable pregnancy established, it becomes a huger and huger, is that a real word?
It
a
is
larger
now.
And larger. Oh, yes, I guess it is. a much larger,
yeah.
A much larger reason why we need to have a nurse on hand, somebody who can do an ultrasound immediately, so that we can have this to offer to a girl who would then come in and let us have a conversation with her about the risk that could be involved that are not being clearly explained to her. And everything is free at CareNet. Obviously, it's not free to provide, which is why right. we need your help. But it is free to her, to give her a space that is safe to examine. What we know is that the abortion clinic of the future is this precious woman's bathroom.
Yeah.
So every time she walks into her bathroom, what she remembers is delivering this tiny baby into her toilet. Mm. Should we have warned the audience? I'm sorry. That is a brutal image.
It is.
But have heard the description from too many clients to know that it is anything other than God's gospel truth.
Amen. Now, some people may... We may even get calls saying, how could you say that?
And I apologize.
No. No, I don't think we should apologize. And the reason I say this is that this is the truth. And the truth isn't always easy. But there are people with blinders on.
Yes.
And I'm talking to some right now. You know who you are. And your blinders have kept you from saying anything to your pastor who hasn't said anything from the pulpit. Your blinders have kept you from challenging people running for office. No matter what the level, they all have an input into this. The blinders you're wearing right now are keeping you, if you're a believer especially. Now, if you're not a believer, you probably turned off the radio at this point. But if you are a believer, ask yourself. What Sue is talking about is real stuff. It's hard stuff, and it's part of our national sin to allow for abortion.
You know, I think about the women that have gone through this and are remaining silent because they can't stand to let people know that they actually did this, mm-hmm. and say that perhaps they do know what that was like to deliver a tiny, tiny baby into their toilet, and they can't tell anybody.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to you for that grief. Yeah. There is help for that. Please call that number, 772-828-3168. Let us talk with you. Because we know that pain. There are so many of our volunteers who have experienced that pain and said, I will be silent no more. I will share my story so Amen. That I can help someone else not to be in the same place.
Amen.
So my heart said to you as well.
Yes. And we join you in that. And I will say to our listeners, listen, the time for compromise was never here, but now it's over. And that we are telling the truth and we have no apologies.
Buy the truth and sell it not.
Amen. Amen. And one of Paul's great teachings in Ephesians, in the fourth chapter, I think it's the 12th, 13th, or 14th verse, I can't quite remember, but he's speaking to the church about how you grow the church, and it's speaking the truth in love.
That's right.
Is the key for the church to both grow in itself and the body of Christ, but also as it reaches out into the world. And what you said is true. Yes, it was spoken in love, and it's a hard love sometimes.
Yeah.
But if we don't do that, and what you do, and those that work with you, Sue, and anybody else who's involved in a like ministry, it's sometimes a hard truth that has to get across.
Yeah.
Before people wake up to what's really going on.
Yes.
So, I'm going to get off my soapbox or my pulpit because I'm a pastor, so we always carry one with us. But I want to ask you now, because you have a fundraiser coming up at the end of the year. And as I said, it's a crucial fundraiser. I'd like for you to talk about what it is and when it is and what in particular needs to be funded this year as well. I mean, certainly talk about where it goes, but in particular, why this fundraiser is so critical this year.
Because the board has stepped out in faith to do something that was not planned in the budget until we began to see this great, great need surfacing. Yeah. And that means that need is now, and that fundraiser has already begun. And anyone who has considered making a year-end gift and they don't know where to yet, think about WCNO, but also think about CareNet. And go to our website, carenetfriends.com, and click on the donate button. It's super, super simple. Your information is completely confidential, kept in a locked file. No one ever knows you gave it. And we never, ever share people's information with anyone else. So I would love it if you would do that even now as we speak, carenetfriends.com, super simple.
Amen. And and I think go on the website would be helpful. But how can they donate? I know they can donate on the website, but how else can they bring money to you?
Well, they could take part in our fundraisers over the years. You know, we do the baby bottle fundraiser, and that brings in an amazing amount of money for the fact that it's a little baby bottle.
Yes.
And then our spring banquet is March the 10th, and, you know, get involved and come to that banquet in the Treasure Coast. That it'll be at the Civic Center, which I guess is the Mid-Florida Event Center now.
That's right.
And that's March 10th. And then our Walk for Life will be October 15th this year. We flipped our banquet and our walk because of the snowbirds and hurricane season.
There you go. Wise move.
So I believe that it's going to serve us well. Anyway, but some people just would like to volunteer. Give us a call at this number, 828-3168, because that would be a wonderful blessing to the ministry. We're always looking for volunteers. I'm looking for a nurse manager. So somebody give me a call. If they are a nurse, there's an application process, but I will not turn applicants away. I would love to hear from you. Call 828-3168 and ask for Sue.
That's right. And if you all else fails for you, listener, you can call the radio station and ask for their phone number or their website, and they'll be happy to give it to you. I was just, you didn't see me poking the air here. I was asking Karen. I didn't want to take away any opportunity you might have to ask a question.
No, I mean, back to the abortion issue. You know, I don't know how many videos I've seen on Facebook, you know, with the young people who are interviewing others to try to convey to them that this child is a person. And they always mention the zygote.
Yeah.
Right? The zygote, which we know is half the DNA that comes from the mother's egg and half from the father's sperm. And it spends the next few days traveling down the fallopian tube.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what needs to be changed is the mindset of those who believe that it's just a little thing that doesn't mean anything, that it's just a little blob of tissue, which is the lie that has been perpetrated since 1973 and even before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to me, my focus is to change the mindset of people, mm-hmm. and just let people know that that zygote is a human being.
It was the most complicated of all, is that beginning stages of that baby is the most complicated of all, because everything they're going to be, well, the basics of everything they're going to be is there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's the blueprint. It's, you think if you've ever looked at a set of blueprints, your eyes cross if you're me, because I'm not an architect.
Right.
And
yeah.
you think about what that blueprint must look like in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us that his eyes watched as we were formed in our mother's womb. And
that's right.
There's got to be wonder in God as he watches mm-hmm. that development, because he saw it all. He's seeing the blueprint come to life. Amazing thought.
Mm.
But it's a person. It's a person.
Yes, and how it's, I believe that was much of the, how it got, I mean, it is really the reason that Roe v. Wade was passed anyway.
Yeah.
Because of this.
They didn't, they argued that it wasn't yet life.
That's right.
Yeah. And I know when I was in nurses training, which was, this was back in the 70s, when I was in nurses training, life began with the meeting of the egg and the sperm.
That's right.
They have now changed that definition to be when the newly developed egg buries into the side of the uterus and begins to grow. Now they say that's when life begins. Well, I'm sorry, but it was alive before that. How do you mm-hmm. think it got from where it was to mm-hmm. where it buried into the side of the uterus? How did it know what to do? It's mm-hmm. alive.
Right.
Amen.
It's alive.
So yes, at that very basic level, that, you know, mindsets need to be changed.
We would go to the ends of the earth to protect that life on Mars.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we would.
Let that sink in, because look at where we are. If the baby is wanted, we will. But if it's not, we won't. No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong approach.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line for me is that God has one opinion on the matter, and it is not to favor abortion.
That's right.
You know, we're in
God
a moment,
is the author of life.
In a mm-hmm. moment, we're gonna go to our bottom of the hour spot. And a little music, but I just wanted to say, and I've told you this story, and I think I've told Karen, but back in 1949, a woman went to the doctor because she had needed surgery, and they were going to do, they did a pre-op, and one of the things was a pregnancy test, and they found out she was pregnant. And so they said, your health is in jeopardy, you need to abort this baby. And she said, no way. You know, and she was a godly woman, and she said, no way. If I have this baby, it's going to come full term. And so, and that baby was me, by the way. So 71 years ago, that was still an issue, and obviously just for health reasons. But she was a woman that put her faith in God over her doctor's recommendation. And I believe that what that speaks to me is, number one, that I may not have been here if she had not been a woman of faith. But also that points to the absolute bedrock reason why we trust, no matter what we think about that fetus, no matter what we're even told might be happening that might be discouraging to us, we still need to give that to God, because God first gave that to us. Anyway, that's my editorial.
It's a good one.
Thank you, Darren. I appreciate that. We're going to have a little music and a spot, and we'll be back. And I'm going to ask you, Sue, to stay for a few minutes after that, because I want you to lead us in a prayer.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationship among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us by phone at 772-324-9313.
discovered life here is easy. The hard work is over when hearts stop their beating. My moment is done. I've run out of time, but I want you to know I'm just fine. I am thankful for His grace. It's because of His love that I'm in this place. Now I'm walking golden streets. I'm splashing in the crystal sea. I've watched a lion kiss the lamb. I've been held by His nail-scarred hands. I've seen the Father and His glorious throne. I can't believe I'm calling heaven home. Oh, don't you worry, don't you weep for me, 'cause I'm walking, walking golden streets. Rubies and diamonds don't mean a thing. All of their beauty is under my feet. Sapphires and pearls scattered to the beautiful sounds of angels singing praise to my Lord, and I will be listening forevermore, 'cause I'm walking golden streets. I'm splashing in the crystal sea. I've watched a held by His nail-scarred hand. I'm more at peace now than I've ever been. I spend my days just praising Him. I've reaped the blessings of a faithful life. There's no way to describe Jesus by my side. In the crystal sea, I watched the lion kiss the lamb, and I've been held by His nail-scarred hand. I've seen the Father and His glorious throne. I can't believe I'm calling heaven home. Don't you
Golden Streets. I think I know where he's talking about. I love the. We welcome back Sue Chess with us, so the executive director of CareNet of the Treasure Coast, and we've had a wonderful time with you, Sue, and thank you for being honest and upright and just no bones, making no bones about the issue of abortion and of course, the abortion pill and the potential of it being available online without a doctor is horrible. We have some things we need to pray about, and we had one prayer request. I would like you to pray, lead us in prayer, and that is pray for the Supreme Court as they hear this abortion case.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now knowing that you have already written the end from the beginning. You know what the ultimate outcome is going to be. You also know that there has been a terrible wrong done in our society that needs to be set right. So in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you would overturn this terrible, terrible law. We ask that you would intervene. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give those arguing in favor of life, that you would just give them the ability to, for every word they need, to be at the tip of their tongue, that they will say afterwards, I can't believe how God put words in my mouth. God, I just pray that that will be the case for them. And then the opposite, Father, we pray that you would put confusion in the enemy camp. We know that you can do this, Father. We saw you do it in your word over and over and over again. So we're praying, Father, that there will be just a difficulty to make sense of their arguments, because God, from our perspective, they don't make sense. God, we just ask that you would be in those, in that incredibly auspicious courtroom right now, and that your will would be accomplished. You are the God of all things. You're even the God of all of our justices. Whether they acknowledge that or not, you are. And the day will come when all will. So, Father, right now we pray on behalf of the most innocent in our land, and that is the baby in the womb. We pray on behalf of them right now. And we ask that you would be in the courts that are discussing them right now as though they didn't exist. God, we pray that your will would be accomplished. We pray that the enemy's plans will be brought down. I have no doubt that we have the blood of all of these babies on the hands of this nation. God, I pray that you would forgive us for this. God, we did not know what we were doing. I remember Jesus praying that as he hung on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And God, I believe that there were many good people who made mistakes in those days that chose wrongly. And to say we need not determine at what point life begins, God, that's what this is all about. When does life begin? And if life begins at the moment of conception, as we believe it does, if life begins at that point, it deserves to be treated as though it were another life. So God, we ask that you would intervene and take hold of the minds and the hearts of our justices and help them to make the right choice. We pray these things in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, and for hearing this prayer and inspiring it in our hearts. And thank you, Sue, for leading us in that. We do have some other prayer requests I'd like to offer right now. And first one is for Pastor Jim, has some terrible arthritic pain in his body and other issues that he's dealing with. He's seeking God's help and intervention to restore him. We also have Pastor Ted and Sharon healing from COVID. Ted's still in the hospital. Sharon is at home. But they both need God's grace to be restored. We also had an online prayer request from Joseph, who is dealing with health issues, has been so for the last 8 months. Any physical activity will cause health issues, so he's really been burdened and homebound. Doctors have been unable to diagnose him, so he's asking prayer for his recovery. And then from my brother Barry, one of his coworkers, whose name is Rita, they found that she has a cancerous tumor in her thoracic region, and we have been asked to pray for God's healing and deliverance from that. And so, Father, we come before you this morning. We pray for Pastor Ted and his wife Sharon, for Pastor Jim, for Joseph and Rita. Father, we just lift them all up to you because they are all candidates for your compassionate and perfect mercy. And Father, you have known their needs. You even saw their needs before they did and already had developed a plan of action. And you're calling your people to join you in prayer, to agree with you in prayer that these children of yours are ones whom you want to bless. You want to shower them with your grace. You want to deliver them from their infirmity. And along the way, in your perfect timing, Father, to restore them so that their witness will contain this powerful message that their God, our God, is a healing God. And so we, Father, we come before you and we claim this healing for them in accordance with your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And Karen, you've got some, I want to call them good guy notes, or?
Yeah, some notes we received in the mail. And from Janine in Lantana, she said, thank you for your ministry.
Oh, praise God.
And may God bless. Thank you, Janine. And then we've got a note here from Dwight in Port St. Lucie. Thank you for the Christian radio station. I enjoy the good news you bring about Jesus. Mm. Amen. That's what
Amen.
We're all
Thank
about,
you.
Bringing the good news of Jesus. And from Deborah, thank you for the wonderful work you are all doing. May God bless you and keep you safe through these trying times. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
And another note here from William and Rebecca. We have enclosed a check to help keep Christian Radio 89.9. on the air. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Preaching the gospel. And then one more note here from Carolyn and Carol. Thank you so much for being there. We sure enjoy listening to WCNO Radio. God bless each of you in our prayers. We are sending a donation here. And please send us your prayers.
Mm, how cool is that?
I know. So thank you, Carolyn and Carol. God bless you. Thank you so much.
And for all of those good guy letters, we're just doing to do this for the glory of God.
Amen.
And that's what our daily mission is, to broadcast the gospel.
It's always nice to thank people.
Yeah.
You know, even in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because thankfulness opens the way for the Lord to bless you.
Yes, it's a two-way street.
It is.
Really is. I get looks sometimes when I go to a clerk, buy a Diet Coke or something, and hand them the money. They hand me the money. I say, thank you. And most of the time, they just ignore probably whatever is said to them. I don't know.
Right.
But on occasion, they'd kind of raise their eyebrows and say, what are you thanking me for? I say, well, you know, you're here. You're able to help me to do what I need to do. It may not seem like much to you, but I'm telling you that your being here is very important.
Yeah,
and that can lead to a gospel discussion.
Yes, it can.
A couple of weeks ago after church, our pastor had invited whoever wanted to come for lunch. So 79 people showed up. But they had there were two servers. They had two servers for 79 people.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and of course, they told us what, you know, we could order four different items, you know, four lunch items. So, you know, they were just counting all the people and doing all their calculating. But the little girl that was helping at our table, boy, you could see it was everything she could do to keep herself together.
Aww.
And, you know, we just kept telling her, thank you, you're doing a great job. And, you know, we just saw as time went on that she just, you know, really got into the groove and was able to successfully, you know, take care of all her half, I guess.
Yeah.
And, so it was nice, you know, telling her thank you and paying her a compliment, and that really helped her along. So that was a blessing for us, too.
It's just amazing how the simple moments like that God will use and just bring a rich revelation of the Spirit and of His truth. Powerful stuff.
Amen.
That's why I like to eat out so much. Great opportunities.
See, you do it because it's ministry.
Well, it's ministry first. Amen. Yeah, my wife will tell you that I have a restaurant ministry. But but guess what? Ma and Pa have shown up, and they have a story for us, as they always do.
All right. We look forward to hearing it.
And because Jonathan's gone, we have our good friend from the UK, Reginald Swatley Smythe, is here to take the role of narrator.
In the Old Testament book of Genesis, a young Joseph is sold into slavery by his older brothers. Years later, in Egypt, having been lifted out of slavery and put in charge of the country, Joseph meets his brothers again. When they finally realize it's him, they're astounded that Joseph is kind, even generous to them. Having grown in his understanding of God and his ways, he explains that what his brothers originally meant for evil, God meant for good. People who know the Lord find again and again that sometimes when they encounter distress or suffering, which is clearly an antagonism of the devil, God actually intended to use that event to bless them. And now we find Ma and Pa in a similar situation. Hey, Ma, you got to hear what old Greg Sparnick just told me.
Well, it's got to wait just a minute, Pa. I'm right in the middle of something.
Something? Like what kind of something?
Well, come on over here. Maybe you could help me. One of your overall legs is wrapped around the bottom of the agitator in the wash machine, trying to get it out without tearing that fabric.
Well, that sure is a problem. But you can give it a good yank, Ma. I bought them overalls because they are really durable.
Yeah, the way you treat your clothes is shameful, Pa.
What do you mean, shameful?
Well, I mean you soak them in oil, gas, and mud. You crawl all over your machinery, snag the fabric on nuts, bolts, and screws. And then when you're in the hen house, you come out covered in chicken leaves and straw. You're so hard on your work clothes, Pa, that it's difficult for me to keep them in good order. I'm surprised you don't take them to the pistol range and use them for targets.
Say, I ain't never thought of that one, Ma. I've always wondered how they'd hold up under a barrage of bullets.
All right, Mr. Funny Bones. I'm serious here. This pant leg just won't come free.
I'll just leave it for now, Ma. I'll take off the agitator later. But right now, I need to tell you what old Greg Sparnick said to me this morning.
Greg Sparnick? Ain't he that feller who bought the property on the other side of our North 40? I only met him once, but I had a funny feeling about him. He's got those beady eyes and that little chuckle that makes you think he's planning some mischief.
Yeah, he's got a table at the flea market, you know.
Yeah, he's four down from our table. He sells them antique tools, if I remember right.
Antique my eye. He gets them cheap tools from Home Depot and then sets them out on the ground for a month. Once they get rusty enough, he takes them to the flea market.
Why, that's just out-and-out fraud.
Sure is. And he finally got busted for it.
Did he?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, some guy bought a wood plane old Greg said was used by a casket maker in the Old West in the late 1800s. He said it was used on the wood that made Wild Bill Hickok's casket. But when the feller took it home and looked close at it, he noticed it was stamped Made in China.
Well, I didn't think the Chinese were importing tools way back then.
No, they wasn't. And old Greg had to give the man his money back. And that's why his table was empty last weekend.
You know, that explains a lot, Pa. But you said something about old Greg talking to you this morning.
Yeah. Well, he said our North 40 fence is 12 feet over into his property.
12 feet? Now, how on earth is that possible?
Well, he says he had a survey done. He says the survey don't match up with the county land map. And we can either move our fence back 12 feet or give him $20,000 for the land.
What? $20,000? That is ridiculous.
Well, that's what I told him, Ma. Then he handed me a copy of the survey and a business card from his attorney. He told me I had a week to decide what I wanted to do before he tore up my fence and put up his own.
Pa, this smells really bad, like the time our drain field exploded. I think old Greg's trying to pull a fast one over on us.
Yeah, me too. The devil is involved in this, Ma. Before we do anything else, we need to pray. And that's just what they did. It seemed right to them to contact their attorney. He recommended they conduct their own survey and referred them to a man who had been in business in the county for several decades. The results of all this are being discussed now.
Well, Pa, I'm glad you went to the attorney's office with our survey report. I just couldn't hear another discussion about old Greg Sparnick's land claim.
That's all right, Ma, I understand. It's been more painful than falling on the porcupine. Let me tell you what the attorney said.
Pa, just give me the bottom line, Pa. If we have to pay old Greg or move our fence line, I just want to get the hard news.
Well, first of all, we discovered that the feller what did old Greg's survey is Lem Dumpelly.
Lem Dumpelly? Why, that feller ain't no surveyor. He ain't got but one eye, and the other one looks kind of off to the left.
Yeah, I know. I called Lem and asked him about their surveying. Well, he said he got a certification online at some internet vocational school. He said his wife is the one that answered all the test questions since he can't see too good.
Well, how on earth can he do any surveying then?
Well, old Lem said his cousin Elbert comes with him, and he actually takes the readings.
Elbert? Why, that man ain't no better. He's got vertigo, something fierce.
That's true. Old Lem brings Elbert's brother Miles to hold him up. That is, when Miles ain't drinking.
Pa, all this sounds more than fishy. I believe I saw something like what you're talking about in a Three Stooges movie.
I agree. And because of all that, our attorney sent a real surveyor out to see what's what.
Great idea, Pa. I assume that feller was a true professional.
Well, our attorney said this feller's been surveying for over 4 decades. And then he heard that old Lem was working for Greg Sparnick. Well, that feller fell down on the ground laughing.
Well, I'm glad someone's getting a laugh out of this, Pa. I mean to tell you, I am plumb wore out with all that frustration old Greg has caused us. So what'd you find out from the survey?
Well, the first thing, the county survey was wrong to begin with.
What? It's wrong? You mean old Greg is right and we have to give up our land or pay him all that money?
Well, the county survey is wrong, all right, but in our favor, it seems we need to move our fence line 20 feet further north because Greg is on our property.
You mean he owes us, not the other way around?
Yep. Old Greg sent out to skin us for sure, but as it turned out, he's the one getting the raw side of the deal.
Well, I bet he didn't like hearing that.
Well, let's just say that our survey report, along with a letter from our attorney, left him speechless. And while he was just standing there with his jaw scraping on the ground, I told him that he could either pay us $40,000 for the land, or he could pay to move our fence line. And if he chose the latter, we'd make sure to have the surveyor out there to check his work.
Did he give you an answer?
Not right then. I guess he was too busy crying. When it seems that life events are about to crush us, remember that God loves to turn things around so that we get blessed. God has the long view for his people, and we need his wisdom, because otherwise our faith stays too small. It's amazing when we come to understand that God knows all the difficulties we will have in our life, and that he has already planned to surprise the devil by taking away the victory he had hoped for. The grace of patience enables us to await God's blessings while in the midst of our sufferings. Are you in touch in such a circumstance today? Give it to God and let him show you just how faithful he is. Well, thank you, Reginald, and thank you, Ma and Pa, for coming by and sharing Amen. That story. We're going to go to a little tune here, and then when we come back, we'll be wrapping up Wednesday Live for today, the first day of December. The end of the year is coming like zip, zip, zip. But it's not here today, thank the Lord.
rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yeah, I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more.
You, God. Yes, that's my daily prayer. I hope that's yours as well. Well, we're about ready to wrap up the Wednesday Live for today, and we appreciate you joining us and listening and praying for this ministry because your prayers and your gifts are those things which keep us going. And while we're speaking of gifts, I might remind you that pledges that were issued during our last prayer and shares, we wouldn't bother you with it. We're just reminding you that if you want to send them in, you can do so with the envelope that you have, or you can call us at 888-221-8990 and make a donation online, or a donation on the phone rather, with your credit or debit card, or you can go online to WCNO.com, our homepage there will direct you to a donations page. We are listener supported, and the bulk of our income comes from you, and we're very grateful. We thank you truly for praying to the Lord and asking what he would have you do. And that's what we want you to do, is what he would say to you. It's been a privilege and a pleasure today to have Sue Chess, the executive director of CareNet of the Treasure Coast, with us today. If you missed that interview, I would strongly recommend you go online again to our website, WCNO.com. And there on the left-hand side of the page is a whole bunch of options, and one of them is called On Demand. And Wednesday Live is now on demand. So after we're finished playing, it will automatically go in the system, and you can listen to what is being said. But now it's time to say goodbye, and we God bless you and keep you in the palm of his hand.
'Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move, all things are possible.
Thanks for listening to Wednesday Live today, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. For information relating to their mission and ministry, go to tccalliance.com. Until next Wednesday, may the Lord shower you with blessings.